There was a new law passed, Lightning, recently that you may or may not know about. Your parents would know about it because it could affect your retirement plans. It's called the Secure Act, and I thought this would be a good time to check in with one of our favorite clients, Derek Gregoire from the SHP Financial Group. He's a co-founder and managing partner there. First of all, hey, Derek.
How you doing? Good afternoon. You always make these transition hard from like Shakira to Dr. Pepper to now taxes.
Well, I figured,
I don't know how I'm supposed to do this, but we'll do our best.
I figured food would have been easier than J-Lo and Shakira, so I went that route. Did you enjoy the game last night? How about that? Did you just enjoy the game?
I did. Well, my team didn't win, obviously, and the team I was cheering for also didn't win, but I did. It was a great game. I can't complain.
That's about a lot of our takes, I think, right now. So what is this Secure Act, and why do people need to know about it?
There's a lot of different things that are built up within the Secure Act, but the two most important ones that the listeners probably want to pay attention to or that are affected the most by, first is the required minimum distribution age. So if you have an IRA, 401k, 403b, when you turn 70 and a half, you are required to take out a minimum distribution, which means when you take money out, Uncle Sam gets his share, right? Well, they bumped that age back now going forward to age 72. So now we have 2 more years before we have to take out a required minimum distribution. So that might sound like good news. On the other end, the second part of the law that I think is important is if you were to pass away and leave these assets to the next generation, previously they could do what's called a stretch IRA. And they could literally stretch that retirement account over their lifetime, which would help, you know, defer the tax liability for many, many years. Well, now they said, you're going to have to take all that money out over 10 years. So if someone had $1 million and they left it to you, you have to take out that $1 million within 10 years, which in the long run, to me, it's just going to increase the tax revenue that goes to our government.
So, in other words, this could be sold to you as something really good for you, but it depends on who you are, what your retirement plan is, and it's something that you got to prepare for if you're approaching retirement age.
Correct. There's more planning opportunities now that exist because there's 2 more years before you're required to take out a distribution out of your retirement account. But if you don't do anything, there's even more danger ahead, if that's the best way I can put it.
I know you have a workshop coming up in just a couple of days that I want to tell everybody about, but with you on the line right now is David McKnight. People that know David would know him from The Power of Zero. First of all, welcome to RKO, David.
Well, thank you for having me.
What does the Power of Zero mean, and how does it relate to retirement planning?
Well, so just a little bit of background. You know, we're looking at unemployment rates that are all time low. We're looking at a stock market at an all time high. And on the surface of things, it sounds like the economy is just going great, but there's an underlying malaise that characterizes our financial situation as a country that is really, really deplorable. We've got $23 trillion of debt. We're growing the debt by $1 trillion per year. That's soon going to be $2 trillion per year. And we have unfunded obligations for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid in the trillions, hundreds of trillions of dollars. So most economic experts agree that tax rates even 10 years from now will have to be dramatically higher than they are today. In some cases, some people are even saying that they would have to double. That's a problem because most Americans have the lion's share of their retirement assets tied up in 401ks and IRAs and 403s and 403bs, 437s, and they have not paid the taxes on those retirement accounts yet. And they're postponing the payment of those taxes to a period in time when tax rates are likely to be much, much higher than they are today. So the whole idea behind the 0% tax bracket, the Power of Zero, is to systematically reposition those dollars to tax-free while tax rates are historically low, so that by the time tax rates potentially double over time, you've done all the heavy lifting, you can be at the 0% tax bracket. 0% tax bracket is powerful because if tax rates double, 2 times 0 is still 0.
Derek, I know you got a workshop coming up February 12th. It's at the Marriott Boston in Quincy, and David's going to be the featured speaker there. Are there tickets still available for that? Can people get in on that?
Yeah, it's coming up soon, so there are tickets available, but if the easiest way to see what's available or to register, if you've saved up $500,000 or more in your retirement accounts, that's what it's really designed for, if it's a more tax planning event. You can text SHP, so very simple, text the letters SHP to the number 21000, 21000, or you can go to our website, which is shpfinancial.com. But it's probably easier to text SHP to 21,000 because most people listening right now have portfolios. They have retirement portfolios, but very few have a plan that looks at all these other areas of retirement. And if you don't have a tax plan, well, make sure you plan to pay more taxes. That's what I would say. If you don't have a tax plan, prepare and plan to pay more taxes in retirement. So, yeah, to check in, to register for the event, text SHP to the number 21,000, and you can sign up right there.
Quickly, I got like 30 seconds left, Derek, but and we didn't get into retirement roadmap planning as much as we normally do, but if people want to call you to set up a meeting or to find out if you are right for them, what should they call?
Yes, very simple. This, I would actually just go to the website. That's the easiest way if you want to download a copy of our ebook, The Retirement Roadmap, or if you want to sign up for the workshop or schedule a review. All you have to do is go to shpfinancial.com, and you can do any of those three things, whatever's more convenient. But if you can make it to the February 12th event, it's going to be at the Quincy Marriott, obviously the Boston Marriott in Quincy. That's going to be your best bet. We're going to fly David up to speak at that event. And again, if you want to sign up, go to text SHP to 21,000.
Derek, David, great talking to you. Have a great event on the 12th. Howie Carr Show's next, everybody. It's VB, you're in the middle.